guys, would you help me welcome our pastors to the stage, Pastor Toby, Pastor April, and their family? We have a place of honor for you. So everybody gets to see you.
Hi, everybody.
So I kind of wanted to start out with, you know, what is a pastor, and why do we need one anyway? So we go to the scripture, and we see in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, and it says, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, might grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of himself." So it's a calling. It's something that is part of the plan of God for your life. He gave himself some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. So I can't explain it. Maybe Toby could do better, but I believe it's something that's deep inside. That's what you were meant to do. You were meant to come, and you were meant to take care of and shepherd the flock. So, you know, it's important to know that the church, when we talk about the church, it's a people. Amen? So this place used to be called Victory Christian Center. We changed it to Victory Church. Why? Because it's not a place, it's a people. Amen. It's more about you guys than this building. Amen. That's the way it was supposed to be. Why does he come? He helps equip the saints through teaching, through knowledge, through revelation, through the new wine that God brings to him through his anointing. He comes to watch out. He comes to oversee so that you're not whisked away by some new age doctrine or something, the newest, greatest thing. He comes to help you fulfill your calling. Is he an idol? No. No. Do we worship him? No. We worship God. But he helps us in that way. He helps us. And then Acts 20, 28 through 30 kind of reiterates and makes another point. "Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after themselves." Their platform is Facebook. I'm just putting it out there. He's a protector. He's in his word. He's steady in his thought. He's steady in his way. And he's a protector. You know, we're here to honor you guys. And the definition of honor is to regard with great respect. Romans 13:7 says, "Therefore, to all their due, render unto all their due, taxes whom taxes are due, customs whom customs, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor." And today is a day of honor. You know, I knew Toby before he came to the church and changed his life around. We used to play paintball together. Used to hang out at my brother-in-law's house and stuff like that. The transformation is amazing. He went from someone who was completely consumed with self to a selfless man. truly one of my best friends, honestly. Amen. Toby and his ministry, even when he was in Louisiana, he would come and just pour out onto the stage and give an amazing word, and it was always something so timing and so topical and so needed in the body, such a refreshing voice and a refreshing point of view. You could tell then that the anointing was on him. You could tell then that this was what he was supposed to do. When we had to make some changes, when John stepped down, he was the first one we thought about. And because he fits, right?
Amen.
I mean, if you have chosen family, it's you choose them because they fit. It cost him a lot to come here. They had a paid in full house that they lived in, so no mortgage, no rent. He had an amazing job doing windows. They had friends. All of April's family is there. Their other chosen family was there. There is no doubt in my mind that he answered a call.
Amen.
And there's no doubt in my mind that April is in it with him. Because she gave up a lot too. A lot. The leadership that he's provided to the church, clear vision. You know, we've always been not so much about the numbers, but just loving the numbers well. You know, always likened us to special forces. So you have like the big battalions of soldiers, and then you have like this unique group of prayer warriors and people that get things done in the kingdom of God. That's us. That's why we wear purple. People that do that stuff wear purple. You're welcome. So, and then the witness. The witness, he's a man that loves you where you're at.
Yes.
He understands his role is to love you, not to change you, not to make you different, not to clean you up, not to dress you up, but to point you away to God. And the biggest testimony anybody could ever have, the biggest witness that anybody could ever have is their life. And you see it displayed in your marriage, in the way that you parent your kids, in the way that you go out into the community and you talk and you love people right where they're at. You know, that's the biggest thing I appreciate about you. And I'm so thankful to call you my friends. I'm so thankful to call you my pastors. I love you. Nick.
Good morning. My name is Nick. If you don't know me, I'm also, like Shane, one of the elders and leaders here at the church, and privileged to do so, honored to do so, and humbled as well. My wife and I came to this church 13 years ago this month. And it's been the best years of our life. It truly has. If I could share with you with Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, I just want to read this scripture. And it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." The reason I read that scripture is it holds true to my friend and my pastor, Toby. If you look at me like that, I'm going to cry. I was crying just going over this morning. I'm much like him and his dad. I'm one that cries easily. So in coming here, years ago, we got to know Toby, now and then when he and his family would come to visit, him and his wife before their children and then after their children, And one of the places I got to meet him or know him the best or the closest was camp. He went off to youth camp one year, as I think 9 or 10 years ago, to Alabama. And our church and youth met him with his youth group and his church in Alabama. We spent a week together, and I really got to know Toby. I mean, I got to know Toby so that I realized everybody loved this guy, Toby. And there was something about him, and there wasn't anybody that didn't know him, because if you know Toby, he's very vocal. He's very outspoken. He has plenty to say, which is great. Because if you're a quiet person, he's one of those type of people that you sometimes look to and go, I'd like to be like that person. So you kind of get close to them and you hope some of it rubs off, because he's just that way. He just has a lot to say. But what he says so much of what he says with compassion and with love towards people. And that's the Toby I know. That's the Toby that I've begun to, in this last a little over a year, become very close with him, and I consider him one of my best friends also, very much so. He's a humble man. There's nothing that he has said to me that would ever make me think that he has any pride within himself. If anything, he's asking me, Nick, how are things going? How am I doing? What could I do better? And, you know, I don't always have the right answers, but I do my best to encourage him, but I think he's doing a great job. I really do. For someone that... had a great example like his father, I think he's following in his footsteps well. And there's a lot to be said of that. There really is. I mentioned him having a lot to say. You know, we went off to Disney last year around this time, maybe a little later, with some Russian friends, and there wasn't a place that, you know how Disney is, if you go at a certain time of the year, the lines are pretty long, and there's a lot of people around you. And I don't care where we were, when we were standing still, or with other people that we didn't know, Pastor Toby was talking to anybody within the sound of his voice. I mean, we were all exhausted on the way back from the Magic Kingdom on the monorail, and he's like, 4 or 5 seats in front of us because it was so packed in Mount Linda. Listen to him. He's talking to everybody around him. How are you doing? How was your day? Did you have fun? What's your name? It's just, he's that type of person. He just wants to know everybody around him and make friends with everybody, and because that's just who he is. To me, that's a precious person, man. It's not about him. He just wants to have and give a lot of himself and be friends with people. That's cool. That's really cool. Him and I meet just about every Friday morning for breakfast, and I cherish that time. I really do. Sometimes he'll send me a text, and I go, "Oh, I'm on the way." You know, I'll get caught up getting business going for the day. But he and I spend a little over an hour every Friday morning, and just share with one another. And as I said, he's very transparent. If you have someone, something you need to talk to him about, he'll make himself available. I know he will. He's a true friend and a brother. I think my perception of pastors, even before this church, certainly not here, but was always that they were sort of a little standoffish, or maybe I didn't feel confident that I could be close with them and get to know them. But he's not that person. He's just like you and me. He'll jump right into whatever needs to be done. He's there. While he's been here, or since he's been here, almost within a few months, we had Hurricane Irma last year. And Pastor Toby was running everywhere. Although he took care of his own family, he was out taking care of the needs of the people in our church and in our community, making sure they had gas, generators, food, water, you name it. He's got a servant's heart. He's taken care of many people in our church as well that have since gone on to be with the Lord. He and his wife were so instrumental and such an inspiration to many of us with Stacy Diaz and her boys. And what they didn't do for them, they gave up a lot of their own time with one another and with their family, with their own kids, to take care of a woman that was very, very sick with cancer, was in and out of hospitals. I couldn't do much for herself or her children. Went to their house, both of them. Took her to hospital visits and stays. Took their children to and from school, as Shane did as well. And some of the women here did so much, but they put a lot of miles on their vehicles to take care of a woman and her two children. And that's an awesome example of how we should all be, you know, for anybody. He helped to take care of Joyce and Woody in their time of being sick and going on to be with the Lord and be there for with their spouses and encourage them and pray for them. The food ministry, you mentioned the food ministry. If you're not sure of what really goes on for the food ministry and what it takes to put it together, to go get the food, to unload it, and all the work and effort. And beyond that, it's the people that come. The way I've been here on occasion during the time people are walking around, and he's walking around with them, just loving on them and helping them and praying with them and just doing whatever he can for them. And I just come here. I came one time, the first time I came, and saw the whole arrangement, what was going on, as many others are here that have helped with that. I was just in awe of how much was going on at this same time, and this man has such a passion for that. He really does. So our church does a great deal for people in that manner that he heads up, and he's, like I said, very passionate about it. I mentioned visiting the sick. I still have a vivid memory and an image of him baptizing people in our pool. And just the look on his face, the glow, the joy to see, especially an 85-year-old man get baptized. It was precious, you know, but that's Toby. That's what he loves to do. We got to know Toby and April more intimately and personal during the Crown class. They took the Crown Ministry class with us. And just a side note, today the Russians sent me a picture of their graduates holding. He's got it there. I was going to put it up on the screen. Yeah. So from what I understand, or I believe, these are the first graduates of the Crown Ministry class in Russia. Awesome. Hallelujah. But we got to know them both very much and very personally in the Crown Ministry class. So if you have a chance, if they take it again, you should take it with them. You'll get to know them even more. He's a second-generation Cox pastor for me, my wife, and family. And so what a privilege and a blessing, because when my wife and I came here and we got to know Pastor Bill and Pastor Barbara, we learned what a pastor really was. A pastor is about not just the 99, but that one person that even if you're leaving this church, he's the same as his dad. He's going to hug you. He's going to love on you and tell you, I'm here for you if you ever need me. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you attend this church or not, or if the Lord moves you to go somewhere else, or if you're walking in the door for the first time. That's just how they are. That's the way the Coxes work. And they just love on you. And so those are things that I've gleaned so much from both his father and him as well. You know, they're good at it. He's endured through quite a bit this year, learned a lot. Some things have changed here at the church for the good, and he's persevered. He's a strong man. He has a strong faith. He's an encourager. Sometimes needs encouragement like the rest of us, but he's done great. I mean, so one thing he likes to say, this is in 1 Chronicles 16:34. Let me go ahead and read that first. He loves to say God is good. He says it all the time. I don't know if he realizes how much he says it, but it's true. It certainly is. 16:34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So no matter the circumstance that you're in, or what you're facing, Pastor Toby's going to encourage you. He's going to cry with you. He's going to put his arm around you. He's going to help you, and he's going to share with you and let you know God is good, no matter what it is. So I'll stand with you. We're not going anywhere. My wife and I are committed to you, to your family, and to this church. I love you, brother. I love you both. I love your children. You guys are awesome people. Thank you. Linda and Erica. It's my wife, Linda, and Shane's wife, Erica. They're going to speak.
You're not forgotten, April. Erica and I were just together this week and just praying about what we wanted to say about Pastor April. So we're going to read The Virtuous Wife, Proverbs 31. And then we're both going to just share how we see you in that. So are you starting?
Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night, and she provides food for her household and a portion of her for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle.
She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her.
A virtuous woman is mindful of God and honors his ways, loyal and pure, kind and selfless, wise and dignified, serves with all her heart, mind, and soul, uses her time wisely. A virtuous woman is not about living a life of perfection, but living a life of purpose. And April, you are a beautiful example Amen. Of a virtuous woman.
Amen. I also wanted to share that, you know, we've heard so much about Pastor Toby and how he takes care of everybody. But our pastors have their days, too. They have their days of disappointments and discouragement. They have their days of just not sure that, you know, they should be doing what they're doing or, you know, whatever comes their way. They have the same emotions and feelings that we do. I love how it says in here that April is his safe place. She's the strong one holding up that man, praying for that man, and that's why God gave him her as a helpmate, so that on those days he can hear her say, Toby, we're in this together. Toby, we're going to make it. Toby, this is where we're called to be. So I just thank you, April, for your strength, for your husband, to give our pastor strength.
April loves well through her gift of hospitality. Whether she opens up her home for fellowship or provides meals to those in need, she gives of herself freely and she blesses all of those that she feeds. And we are all blessed because she is an amazing cook.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Also about even the food pantry, you know, taking care of others in here. When I've come in and I've seen also, she is so welcoming and so non-intimidating to the people. She just has such a quality of being friendly and generous and considerate. So there's a lot that I look up to you in you, April, and just want to learn to be more like. And I thank you for that. You're so steady. You're just always steady, and I love it.
April has a heart to serve. She serves generously and without reservation. She serves her husband, her children, her family, her faith family, her friends. And we are blessed. Thank you. Your lamp really does not. It does not run out.
Amen. Amen. I've had some firsts since April has come here, which has been exciting for me. I think you could tell. I'm a Brooklyn girl, so they invited me to go camping. And I thought, cool, you know, who's got the camper? You know, like I'm thinking we're going to get this awesome rig and go park it. And then they tell me it's in a tent. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I was a little nervous, but, you know, we got everything we could get together for that night. Jim and Alyssa went along with us. And I fell in love with camping. I mean, I absolutely love it. Everybody I was texting, they were like, you really like it? I said, I absolutely love it. We were right on the beach. And just to watch the stars at night and just to know we were just all in these tents around each other. So thank you. That was my first, and I love it, and I'm looking forward to it in the next month. So also gumbo. I never had gumbo, always heard about gumbo, and she made some awesome, awesome gumbo for us. So thank you for teaching me some new things. Girls, you are like so special. I want you to know that I think the both of you really, really rock. You're beautiful, you're fashionable, you're funny, you're fun to be with. And I just want to read a scripture to both of you that it's in 1 Timothy 5:12, I believe. And it said, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in the word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. And I want you to know that you have truly changed Kids Church over there just because of how much you love God and the examples that you are. And I'm supposed to read something from Tyson. Do you have that paper? So I want you to know that you guys have also impacted our lives here at Victory. Tyson didn't want to speak, but he wrote you guys a letter. I'll try to understand it. You are the best pastors, April and Toby. I love going to your house, and I love Sydney and Shelby. They're good friends, and they love God like I do. So we love you guys.
April is an amazing mom to her children, but she's also a spiritual mom to all children. She teaches the way of her Father in heaven, and she nurtures with the love of Christ. And Sydney and Shelby, you are beautiful blessings to us all. April, I'm so thankful to have you in my life. And I'm always enriched after having time with you, whether it's we have coffee and share our hearts, or we're playing Pictionary, or sharing a meal and hanging out. I love you. I love your family. And I thank you.
Just remember that God says you guys are a special treasure to him, but you guys have also been a special treasure to us. Aaron?
Good morning. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. So, I'm going to start with the girls. So let me start with the girls. I don't know the girls as much as I wish I could. We live quite a ways away from here, and so it's difficult for us to be here and as much involved. We're moving 8 miles away though in like less than a month. So soon. So even though I don't know the girls as much as I know Toby, I do know what God's words says about y'all. So in Psalm 127, verse 4, sorry, Jay, I didn't throw that in there. As arrows are in the hand of the mighty man, so are children of the youth. God's given you two weapons, and they're both aimed directly at the heart of the enemy. As you say all the time, God is good. I also know what it says about a wife. Oops, wrong one. We know it's in there. The Bible says that a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. God has given you a gift and weapons. As you say, God is good. God is so good to us, brother. He is awesome to us. So I'm going to come back to you. All right. Now, this is for us. My wife keeps telling me to put the mic up here. I'm sorry. Normally, I yell, and it's so I don't need it as much. Jeremiah 3, verse 15, "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." God's good to us in different ways than he is to Toby. Like in this one regard, God has given us someone after his heart that is to give us knowledge and understanding, right? Here's another one that I want to read to you, Hebrews 13 and 17. So just for the sticklers, this is taken a little bit out of context, but if you call them pastors, you have given them authority in your life. You have fallen under them, and not just that, but put an expectation on them to help correct and to teach and to guide and to learn and to grow. And it's a spot that I don't envy. I don't, because I know the weight that's on your shoulders with it. But it says in Hebrews 13, 17, "Obey them that have rule over you." I don't think that you have rule over me, just to be clear. "And submit yourselves." This is the part right here. "For they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do so in joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you," for us. That's our part of this. Like, if you've given him authority in your life, listen, bring it to God. Like, God has placed him in our lives for a reason. Pastor, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm not going to repeat all of the things that everybody said. You guys are awesome. From top to bottom, head to toe, the whole family. Your mom and dad, your brothers, like, the whole lot of you are amazing people. And I consider it an honor that God has allowed me to be in y'all's lives. God is good to me. Started with your dad, and now with you. And I'm proud to stand beside you. I'm proud to stand with you, behind you, back you up, whatever it takes. And I pray the same thing for this small little army here, that they do exactly the same thing, and that they back you up. Now, from time to time, you're going to hold our hand like children need to, but to stand behind you as an army, to make things happen, to do God's will, to make an impact right here in tiny little Donna Vista, I pray that that happens. Amen. I pray that that is the way that it is, and that's the way that it will be. I pray peace for your family. I pray that everywhere that you walk, that joy and peace rest on both of y'all, on all of y'all, everywhere you go, to the point to where people go, "I don't know what it is, but something is different." Yes. Without you ever saying a word. You're going to. So, again, I don't want to repeat all the stuff that they said. April is a fantastic cook. Yes. The girls are amazing. Pastor Toby, I love you. You're awesome. And I'm here. So I love you. Who's next? Nick?
I forgot to say a couple other things I meant to say. I think I was driving down the road the other day, and I saw Pastor Toby by this fence, and he was petting a horse, and he said, "I told you, he's an encourager." He said, "Why the long face?" Right? And then I was in Then I was at JCPenney the next day, and I'm walking down an aisle, and I see him talking to a mannequin. His head was tilted, and he said, "Dude, you look good. Why is your head down?" You know? And that's just my body there. Pretty lame, huh? So we have some opportunity for some other people to come up and share their heart about Pastor Toby. Jeff, would you like to come up? This is Jeff Norcross.
There it is. My name's Jeff. I'm just a humble servant to my Lord. I came to this church because Pastor Bill was such a sincere and honest man, and I just fell in love with this place. Toby has followed in his father's footsteps to a degree that is just remarkable. He's a very special person. Toby is one of the most selfless, giving, and sincere men that I have ever known. In this life, a man is blessed if he has a couple of really close and true friends. I am proud to say that Toby is one of my really close and true friends, and I love him like a brother. I thank you, Toby, for all that you have sacrificed for this church and this body of believers, and I know that God will bless you and your family for the dedication that you have given us all. And I just want to say thank you. And April, he can't do it without you. I thank you so much. You're a blessing to all of us, and I love you. Thank you.
Amen. Jackie and Rusty, would you like to come up?
Well, you know, we're Jackie and Rusty, but I'm new at this stuff, so excuse me. But anyway, I started out here also under Pastor Bill, and I thought I was so backslidden when I came to this church. I used to go to the youth group years ago and was saved years ago. I went on a wrong path for many years. And the first time I showed up here, I fell in love with him and his passion, and I rededicated the same day I met this man. And I've been coming here ever since. And I didn't think there was anybody better. I don't think anybody could fill his shoes until Pastor Toby come right. And I said, Mom, he's got, before he come here, I called Mom, he's got bigger shoes to fill than I think he can fill. I don't think nobody can be as good as Pastor Bill. You're every bit as good. Your dad has done you well, and I appreciate it. I appreciate working next to you when you asked me to help you. And I got the privilege to work beside you. I love it. I love it when you call me and just ask me how I'm doing, say I love you. I don't know how you find the time in your life to do all you do. But believe me, you're well loved for it. And I know what my wife does for me. And I know you do it all for him. He's talked about you when we were working together. So I know how much he loves you. And you got the most polite, well-mannered girls I think I've ever seen. So we thank you and we love you.
I don't think I could say anything more than we know that you love your Lord and that we all love you, and that goes for you too, April, and we just don't know where we'd be without you.
Yes. If you ever leave, I'm following you wherever you go, so...
Is Gloria here? Yes, she is.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, well, well. Here we go. Uh-oh. No, well, I started to go to this church Christmas 13 years ago, and I met Pastor Bill and Barbara, and they've been such a blessing to me. I can't tell. Even last night, Pastor Bill called me and said, how you doing? And it's such, I think we're going to have to expand this Cousins Week. We're just going to have to rent a whole hotel and have everybody come out there, Pastor Bill. I'll take care of the dogs. How's that? Toby, I can't thank you enough for all you've done for me through the hard times. And I give my tribute to your lovely wife is every time we sit in Bible study, he says, oh, she made this wonderful dish out of zucchini. And she did this out of zucchini. And I'm thinking, how can you do all this stuff out of zucchini? And here comes the cauliflower. But you two are just such special people. And April, I know what it means to be a pastor and a pastor's wife. He's talked about you repeatedly. And he'll say, I'm on my diet. And I'm thinking, yep, I know you're on your diet because she's right there behind you. And I do know we have another aspiring young cook in the family, because I tasted the meat from the tacos this past Wednesday, and somebody told me she made the meat. She cooked it. Aha. But you guys have been such a blessing to me. You, with Woody's passing, with the hurricane, I can't thank you enough for what you've done. Thank you both.
Well, we're giving anyone else that would like to come up and speak the opportunity to do so. If you have something on your heart you want to share with everyone, or to say to Pastor Toby and Pastor April, it's a good time. Anybody, would you like to come up?
Those who might not know us, we're Peggy and Philip, and we came to be at this church because of the pantry, first time we came in here. And then the second time we had to do with it, Dwayne, who's married to Lori, and she ministers to us at our home where we live. And I'm shaking, but don't pay attention to that. And he married us and invited us to come to church. That was back in January. And we've only missed once since. Yeah, you hold the mic. He shakes less than I do. But what I wanted to say was, not so long ago, my daughter went through a very difficult time. And she's a 47-year-old woman who has special needs. And she was lost in the streets of Nashville. And we didn't know where she was. Even the police were involved. Then I came here and had Toby in April at different times, and every time they prayed with me, we'd get a piece of information. Every time. Now she's living in a group home. She's very happy. She's so happy that last night when I called up there to speak with her, she said she didn't have time. Which I take as a very good sign. So I just wanted you to know that I'm so happy to be a part of this family. And I was baptized here, Philip and I were, with Woody that same day.
Yes.
And I'm so happy for you to have been part of my journey back to Jesus. And thank you so much for that.
Amen. I've got a very short message. So I don't know Toby very well, but the family here at Victory and Pastor Toby and his family and April and the little ones. I'm not much for talking, but I don't have much of a problem talking in front of people. And I've been grateful to serve with Toby and the food ministry, and to just witness the care of this church family under his direction. Last month, I was blessed enough to ride with Toby to Orlando to pick up the food on Wednesday. And I did not know what kind of dedication and a job it was to do that on Wednesday, and what Dwayne has been going through and what they have been going through. That is quite a job. That is quite a job to bring it out on Wednesday, to go to Orlando to pick it up and to bring it back, set it up, and do it on a schedule, and to meet schedule's needs, to stay on schedule, and have that dedication. That Wednesday morning, Pastor told me, reminded me, and he showed me of the importance of dedication and being responsible for someone. And we sometimes get instruction very briefly, and we are required to listen to that instruction. And sometimes we only get it once, and we have to listen and pay attention, just like God has directed us. And if we are not listening, it goes in one ear and out the other. And before we got to the food bank and the pantry, he told me that there was one way in and one way out. And he very quickly, we had a schedule that we had to keep. That's like going to food pantries and dealing with government. We have a specific window to go in. It doesn't move. It doesn't change. That's the rules, and you either stick to them or you go without. And so he said, this is the way it is. When we go in, there's one way in and one way out. He said, they don't like for us to turn around and go back. You get everything out of whack, out of line. And he told me that once and had stuff to himself to do. He went on and did his stuff, his priorities, picked up pantry food for everyone else and the rest of the community that it serves. And I was right at the start of the line at the meat refrigeration section. When I was finished, I had forgotten my instructions to to go in one way and finish that way, even if I was at the start, you know. But next time I was looking towards Pastor Toby, and one of the ladies was getting on to Toby. Why did he do this? and it reminded me of that discipline that God and directs us, and pastors and those who are responsible for us, that dedication to families, to the church family, and the community that they love. You know, just like our parents, they have dedication and they love us. And I just want to say thank you to your family, to your church and church family.
Anyone else like to come up and have something to say? Okay. Shane?
All right. If you can't tell, we love you a lot. A lot, a lot. And without further ado, I will invite Toby and April, if she'd like, to come up and say a few words.
I'm going to tell you this. You guys sure know how to make me cry a lot. I think I've done really well trying to control it all. I did bring a big handkerchief just in case. But I want to thank you guys, man, for being there, for supporting us in the tough times. It is difficult sometimes. Life is difficult sometimes. And we all need people to support us and to be there with us. And we thank you that you guys have chosen to stay with us and to be a part of our lives and our family and our church family. And my girls, you guys don't know how many of you impact them because they come and talk about what you've said to them or how you've done or the way you acted in a certain situation, and they saw those things and it encouraged them to be better people. And I thank you that you do that for us, that you support us, that you love my wife, not quite as much as I do, but close. And my kids, my girls, we are thankful that God brought us here, that he called us here.
I just wanted to say that we love you guys, and we are so honored to serve this house with you and to serve this community with you guys. We could not do this without each one of you doing your part and what God has called you to do. So we love you, and we thank you guys.
And I'm still waiting to meet this guy everybody's talking really, really good about, because he's amazing. When I hear all these things, I don't think of myself. It's funny, all the things that you guys say are strengths in my life are things that I think are weaknesses in my life. And that's why I push so hard to do those things, to talk to people, to encourage people, to lift people up, because I know that's what God's word tells us that we should do to be Christ-like. That's what Christ was. And I want to do that so much. And all I see sometimes are my weaknesses, not my strengths, like many of us, right? We see our weaknesses and not our strengths. And to hear you guys encourage us by what you're saying right now just shows that God is good to us. Yes. And I didn't realize I say that all the time, but apparently I do, because everybody keeps telling me. Let me tell you what, it is a true statement. God is so good to us. And this is what he does. He puts people in our lives to encourage us, to help us, to stand by each other so that we understand we're not alone in this, that everybody plays a part, as Pastor April was saying. Everybody has a part. Everybody has a role. And we need to help encourage others to stand up and not prod them, but to stand alongside them and say, come on, man, let's do this together. Because we're all in it together. We're a body. We are a family. Sometimes we're dysfunctional like others, but we are a family. I love one time Shane and I were talking about something, and he said, man, we're family. We fight sometimes. We yell and scream sometimes. And then we come back together, and we figure it all out because we're family, and that's what families do. I am so grateful that you are a part of my family, and I love you all. Thank you so much.
Our last speaker is Pastor Bill Cox. If you would welcome him, please.
Yep, that's him. We had four children, and as Toby rising up as the pastor from those four, we didn't see that coming, did we? But wonder of wonder, miracle of miracles, God used my son in a mighty way. Of all the scripture I had picked out, everybody used it. We do love you. I spent 9 years teaching seminary first and second year students. And so I look at a pastor different than most people do. And when God looks at somebody, he looks on their heart. And Toby has a heart for the people. It was Aaron's verse that he said he'd give you pastors and they'd have a heart. And I'm amazed as I watch, because not only do I watch Toby, I watch you. And I see how you react. And when you really want to see what a man or a woman, what kind of Christian you are, look at them when they're in the valley of the shadow of death. Look at them when the Lord takes their hand. And look how they act, how they still minister to others, how they still care. Toby has that heart. But April's heart is bigger, I think. And I appreciate you, April, more than you know. When they got married, April wanted to marry a pastor. And we thought, okay. And because Tobe was really sold out to the Lord at that time. And the parents, her parents and Toby standing in the back of us. And she said, Barbara said, April is everything we've prayed for. And then she looked at her mom and said, I don't know what you've been praying for. But Toby has risen to the occasion. You have a spirit of integrity. You have a heart that speaks and will not let anyone be belittled or hurt or anything. You stand for everyone. You pray for them. You hold their hand. You go a long ways to take kids to school all year, to April, for you to cook meals almost every night. There were others that helped and did, but for you to do the meals and other families that you went to, and plus taking care of your own. And I appreciate you on Pastor's Appreciation Day. And you too, April. And the beautiful girls. And this one sitting in the black just won 2 medals. Have her show them to you. She's in jiu-jitsu. I call her my delicate flower. And then on the back of the shirt it says, a name to be feared in the ranks of jiu-jitsu. And Peekaboo's there too. It is a wonderful family. And all of you that said he's my friend, I count him a friend. And a son in whom his father's pleased and his mother. And I could tell you other stories. But what time would I have to do it all? They've done a great thing. I'm going to now bless them. And if you, family, would come back and stand where you were. And if you would rise with me. What I'd like you to do is extend your hands. Right there. Oh, Father God, what a wonderful God you are. You are good, and your mercies endure forever, and your blessing upon us is beyond what our hearts and minds can conceive. I thank you now for Toby and April as they stand in the place of pastors, as they minister every day, all hours, as they turn with prayers, as they turn with service, and as they turn, Father, with a heart towards you to always expand your vision and your life. I thank you for this man and woman, and we as the church now honor whom you have honored, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Love you guys.